freeze it colder. That's the main difference for us.
So hard, and would you ever call, would you call it a hard freeze when it freezes the ground too?
Yes.
Okay.
Quite a hard freeze, at least early in the fall, later in the season, might have frost me. Sometimes a freeze, ground will freeze perhaps 2 feet deep.
What kind of snow do they have in the wintertime? Are there different kinds of snow?
No, if you don't have much wind, why, it'd be pretty fluffy, but the wind, why, it packs in the drifts.
Okay. I just wondered, do you have like dry snow and wet snow?
Not just on the temperature, so it makes a difference.
Okay. Now, in the springtime, when it begins to warm up, what do they call that? Would they call that
spring thaw?
Okay.
Okay.
And these are just some expressions that I was wondering about that people might use in this area. When it's been a real calm day and all of a sudden the wind begins to increase, you might turn to someone and say, you know, the wind is really, what would you say to them? The wind, would you say,
blowing or coming up?
Okay, coming up is what you might say. And what would you say if it, after it began to calm down again?
Well, special.
Would you say it's letting down or letting up or?
Probably.
Letting up. Okay. Those are interesting because those are real different areas of the country. Letting. So you'd say the wind.
We had severe dust storms in 1934 and 5. One fairly for a day or two, you couldn't see the sun through the dust. About the dust was high, you couldn't locate the sun.
Hmm. My goodness, it's like just like being in the dark almost, wasn't it?
Well, almost. It bothered you to breathe that dust in the air. Blew into the houses. I remember they told about off east of Denver or someplace down there, there's a house after the storm and somebody walking around through the house. It looked like the ceiling sagging. Got up there and there was 8 inches of dirt in the attic.
No wonder. All that dust had gotten
blow right through.
My goodness.
We had that blizzard of 49 there. I showed you a picture of the blizzard of 49 up at the Chadron up here in the northern part of Nebraska. They said there was a truckload of snow blew in through the keyhole. You remember the Life magazine? It used to be full pictures. It had it right up about that. I think that's where I read that in that Life magazine.
On these are just a couple of other expressions I was wondering about. On a real hot day, you might turn to someone and say, "You know, man, today it's hotter than." What would you say to people?
Sometimes it wouldn't be repeating.
Would it be like Hades or something like that?
It could be.
Okay. And how about when it's cold? You'd say it's been colder than.
Colder than heck.
Okay. Okay. And how about when you have? They were telling me that you haven't had a lot of rain here lately. What do you call a period like that when you don't have any rain?
Drought.
Okay. Would you ever call it a dry spell? Okay. And during that time, would you have an expression you would use to describe that? Would you say it's been drier than?
No, I don't know of anything.
Okay.
We have people here, neighbors from every part of the nation. Ever since the military took over, why, boys mix and come and go. And
Have you ever heard of a Chinook?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's a warmer currents of air. I think it's part of the